The results from Nathan's hot dog eating contest yesterday are all over the news this morning. And you may scoff. Well, you may scoff. But the fact is that should both the NFL and the NBA not have a season, if they don't resolve their disputes, we could end up with sporting events like the hot dog eating contest dominating ESPN.
How do you like them hot dogs?
Yeah. Nanda DeFino, sports writer for The Wall Street Journal. Is that your nightmare?
No, nightmare. The hot dog eating contest is awesome. And they even have a dispute. They got Kobayashi
That's
eating
right.
by himself in a Manhattan bar.
That's right. They've got a guy getting the world record miles away while somebody else wins the contest, actually, at Nathan's. But let's go to these lockouts. And let's begin with the NFL, since theirs has been going on the longest. It's been more than 100 days of this lockout. Did you expect it to last so long? And what are the prospects?
You know, I kind of did, and I kind of did it during the whole thing. You know, I'd go every time I talked to you two, I'd go back and forth. Oh, you know, there might be so long. Oh, it might be the whole season. So it's basically exactly what everyone expected. In that, you know, we didn't know what to expect. This is even now there aren't even solid reports of what's coming out of it. You know, what they're caught on, what issues are still coming up. So
you're talking about the NFL, right?
For the NFL, yes.
Yeah.
Not.
I mean,
you're
I guess
Nathan's?
I could be talking about any lockout right now. It's just so vague, and you know.
All right.
We're all just kind of closing our eyes and hoping for the best.
All right, but there's billions at stake, and a lot of that is the issues there are because of profit sharing. In the NBA, it's not about profit sharing because there aren't any profits. So what's holding up the NBA?
The NBA. The reason the owners think they're not making profits is because the players get about 57% of the revenue, I think, and the owners are obviously trying to move that more towards a 50-50 split, maybe even take a little more of the pie. You know, they claim they're losing a lot of money. Forbes ran a study where they said that both the Heat and the Mavericks, who were both in the finals this year, you know, on negative operating losses. So it's kind of a tough. It's kind of a tough road to hoe there because, you know, it's Deadspin.com, this website, came out with a little study on how the teams can make it look like they're losing money, even if they're making money.
Right.
Or at the same time, you got a Forbes saying, no, they're actually losing money. So,
all right, but
that
I mean, it does seem to be that the NBA is a little bit a tougher situation. A lot of them, as Jay, our director, points out, are talking about Eddie Curry as an example of a player that they brought under a very lucrative contract. He hasn't lived up to the contract in terms of his promise, and they can't get out of it. So they're actually looking for changes in the way contracts are made and negotiated.
Oh, yeah, they don't just want to shrink the contracts. They want to shrink the length of the contracts. And I mean, there's a whole bunch of you know, accountant jargon that you'd have to really get into to fully understand what's plaguing the NBA. The flip side of that, though, is in the NFL, if they didn't want Eddie Curry anymore, they could just cut him after a couple years. So, you know, he signs like an eight-year, $64 million contract. In the NBA, he gets all of that. In the NFL, you know, after 2 years, he'd get $16 million plus, you know, maybe like a $5 million signing bonus. So,
all right, so let me get your prediction on here. NBA, are we going to see a full season?
No, I think the odds are no.
Okay.
They're talking about doing a barnstorming tour of China now.
NFL, full season?
NFL, I think so. I think they can get something done maybe in the next couple of weeks. It looks optimistic, but there's always that one report that's going to be like, oh, they broke down again. So
right.
I'd say NFL definitely more of a chance than the NBA.
Nanda DeFino, sports writer for The Wall Street Journal, and it turns out surprising fan of hot dog eating contests. Nando, thank you so much.
Anytime, Celeste.
What do you like on your dogs, Nando?
Oh, just straight. Just regular hot dog, a little bit of mustard.
There you go.